is, his place in the Godhead Trinity, and his place in our lives. And we talked about the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that every believer who repents and is saved receives the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And then we talked about the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the Bible talks about being baptized with the Holy Spirit. This morning I want to look at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit historically through God's Word, and then relate it to how it relates to us today. So just right off the bat, let's write that first fill-in if you're taking notes. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was prophesied, that's the first fill-in, as something that will be poured out on all people. It was prophesied. Prophecy, the definition of that, it is a present telling of a future happening that is foretold from God. That's what prophecy is. It's a present telling of a future happening that is foretold from God. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was prophesied on something that would be poured out on all flesh and all humankind. The prophet Joel prophesies that Israel will be delivered from oppression. And then he says in Joel 2:28, he says, by the way, on the point there's several scriptures. You might want to just turn to some of those if you want to underline those. I don't have any scriptures on the PowerPoint today. We're going to look at a lot of foundational scriptures. So, but the first one is Joel 2, 28 and 29. This is what the prophecy was, talking about after Israel is delivered from its oppression. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. So hundreds of years before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, we see that it's prophesied on all mankind, on men and women, that there would be this outpouring of his spirit. And, you know, when you read about men like David and Elijah and Elisha, and Samson and Moses, they all received a special anointing from the Holy Spirit for a particular time and ministry. But in Joel, God promises us that there'd come a time when his spirit would be poured out on all flesh, not just a few chosen ones, but on everybody, all people. John the Baptist in Matthew 3:11, he makes a similar promise. He says, I baptize you with water, and for repentance. We know that was John the Baptist. His entire ministry was bringing people to repentance, preparing the way for the Messiah. And so his baptism with water was a baptism of repentance. But he says, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So John the Baptist is looking forward to this day where Jesus is going to baptize people with the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus, he also promises the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is what Luke 24:49 says. He says, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And then we see Luke, who continuing his narrative in Acts 1:4-5, where Luke says, on one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. He's saying this outpouring that was prophesied from long ago, which even John the Baptist mentioned, it's coming. And then in Acts 1:8. In fact, if you want to turn to Acts 1 right now, we're going to be in Acts 2 for the duration of this time together here. Acts 1:8, Jesus says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So the next fill in the blank, all the prophecies on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they were fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. All these things were fulfilled in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is one of the major three annual feasts in the Bible, and it was a festival of thanksgiving for harvested crops. It was the 50th day after the resurrection of Jesus, and it was the day when the Holy Spirit came upon the believers. It was, and all the prophecies were fulfilled. It was called the Day of Pentecost. That's why we are called a Pentecostal church, you know, the Day of Pentecost. And this is what Acts 2, 1 through 4 says. Are you there? Acts 2, 1 through 4. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So this is the scene of the birth of the New Testament church. This is when the church was born. It was born with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which had been prophesied hundreds of years in advance, and now it comes into fruition with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus baptizes all the disciples, and they begin speaking in tongues. Now, when all the others gathered around heard the disciples speaking in tongues, like I mentioned last week, some of them thought they were drunk. What is going on? They must be, a little bit too much, you know. And so this is what, that's the truth. Look what Peter says in Acts 2:14. Are you there? Acts 2:14. Peter says, he stands up with the 11, raised his voice, and addresses the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. In the last days, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Even young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. So it was prophesied and fulfilled. And the question now is, are we still in those days of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Are we still in that time? Are we still in those last days where Jesus is pouring his Spirit out on humankind? Yes, we are. The next fill in the blank is this. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is for today and is for everyone. And we could see a picture of this in the next verse. In verse 19, continuing with this prophecy from Joel, it says here, I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Did that happen right after the day of Pentecost? No. No. This picture, blood and fire and billows of smoke, this picture of the sun being turned to darkness, that's the picture we get from Daniel. That's the picture we get from Revelation. He's talking here about the end times, you know, right when we look forward to the glorious appearing of Jesus, the glorious day of the Lord. So what we see here is that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he says this is happening in the last days, and it's continuing until the second coming of Christ. His outpouring is for today. It's for our children. It's for us. It's for us to be able to walk and be overcomers. Times, my friend, are going to get worse here in the world. It's inevitable. The Bible predicts it. The Bible prophesies. Everything we're going through, everything's coming to a culmination point. You know what I mean? And we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit so we can discern what the Spirit is saying. You know what I'm saying? We need to awaken the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to allow him to take his rightful place in us because we can't live without him. There's just no way we're going to be able to do it. We need the Holy Spirit. We need his presence. We need his power. And so what we see here is that from the time of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago, until the day that Jesus returns, God is going to pour out his Spirit in those days. That's for today. He wants to pour out his Spirit. It's not a thing of the past. It's not a thing that is crazy. It's for today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not just for apostles. It's not just for pastors. The Bible says it's for everyone. Peter continues in verse 21, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And then we see in Acts 2, Peter's continuing his sermon. He talks about how Jesus did miracles and wonders and how they put him to death. Peter talks about how God raised him to life and that he was a witness. He and the disciples were a witness to the fact. And then he says in verse 33, Peter says, "Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear." And then Paul finishes speaking to the crowd in Acts 2. It switches to Paul here in verse 37. It says right here, if you're there, "When the people heard what Peter was preaching, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?'" And I'm sorry, it's actually Peter that says this. Peter replies, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We're going to be talking about what the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's many manifestations of the gift of the Holy Spirit. We see it in, if you've been reading through your Bible, you see that, you know, in our daily reading, that there's the gift of prophecy, there's the gift of discerning of spirits, there's the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues, the gift of healing. All these things are the manifestation of the same gift of the Spirit. And Peter continues in verse 39, "This promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And then it says in verse 40, "With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.'" Boy, I look at society today, and I wonder if this is the same pleading and the same call that the Holy Spirit is saying to us, "Save yourself from this corrupt generation." I mean, I see so many people today in the church, we're diving into the corruptness of the society and generation, rather than pulling apart from it, rather than taking a stand to be holy and to be set apart. And Peter is pleading with them, "Save yourself from this corrupt generation." And the truth is that the deception that I believe that the enemy has over the church today is that we don't believe, we don't know that there's something greater out there than the void that we have in our lives. What it is, it's that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians it says, do not be drunk on wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Those of you that dive into the Holy Spirit, you know that it's a different feeling that you're in. It's almost like being drunk, but it's not the kind of drunk where you get a hangover. It's, you know what I mean? You get filled to where, whoa, you get goosebumps. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you relinquish and surrender, some people fall down backwards because they just don't have control over their physical body, because the Holy Spirit is moving on them. It's the greatest high you'll ever get. I'm telling you. But it's more than a high, because it's the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Awakening weariness and dryness and desperation into the fruit of joy and peace and comfort. There's nothing like that. But the church, we haven't tapped into it. It's like we've been deceived by it, because we're just living life, living under the weight of American life. Go to Latin America or South America. Go to Africa or India, where God's Spirit is moving. There's nothing like that. Dick and I were talking about it this morning. You'll see in some South American countries, people being raised from the dead, people that don't have teeth, you know, praying for healing and teeth coming in. It's happening all around us. But in America, where we've lost faith, where we've lost the belief that the Holy Spirit and God can move in that kind of power, it's just like a dullness and a dryness, that a cloud of weariness that's over us. And it's time to break out of that and say, Holy Spirit, pour down. Let it rain. But it starts first individually. It's going to happen in this church, but it's going to start individually where we just say, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm not going to put you in my box. I'm going to let you be in control. I'm not going to let myself be. When I'm in control, I can control it, right? And those of you that are control freaks, you know that you're the ones that are in charge of everything, right? Those that have control issues, man, it's hard. It's really hard to live sometimes the Christian life that God intends us for us to live because we want to control everything rather than saying, here I am. Do what you want with me. And the Holy Spirit, we're reading, and he says, do this. Nope, I'm not going to do that because that takes me out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? When you're in control, it's hard to be the kind of Christian that God intends for us to be. Because when you start really diving into the Holy Spirit, it's going to change everything. Your goals will change. Your dreams will change. What you live for changes. You know what I mean? Okay. The promise is for you and your children that we can repent and be baptized, receive the forgiveness of our sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift that God wants to give us, the power and anointing, the times of refreshment, power to be witnesses in these last days. It's for us and our children. There's so much I want to say about, you know, the power to be witnesses alone. Because I'm telling you, when we bleed Jesus, when we, you know what I mean? When we just are saturated with it and he oozes out of our fingers, when the Holy Spirit comes on us, we're going to be witnesses in our Jerusalem, in our Judea, in our Samaria, to the ends of the earth. We're not going to have to try to get a strategy or a plan of how we're going to do it. We're going to be a walking testimony, a living example of, and when his power comes on us, that strong. And once the disciples, they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, you'll read through Acts. We're going to be looking at many of these stories. They're ministering with power and anointing. They're living with power and anointing in their lives. And this outpouring is just not for them. It's for all of us, according to the Bible. I was talking to someone this last week and asked them if they wanted to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And the person said, yes, if God wants to give it to me. Here's what Jesus said about it. I want you to turn to Luke 11, 9 through 13. How do we know that God will give us the gift of the Holy Spirit? How do we know that? It's your last fill-in. It is a promise. You write that down? It is a promise. How do we know that God wants to give us the gift of the Holy Spirit? He promises us in Luke 11. This is what it says. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock on, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will you give him a snake instead? How many fathers would do that? Lord, please help us here. Please help us. Verse 12. Or if your son asks for an egg, you'll give him a scorpion. No, we're not going to do that. Even not so good fathers are not going to do that, right? If your son asks for you something to eat, you're not going to say, here's a scorpion. I mean, really bad fathers might do that, but most fathers aren't going to do that. Verse 13, Jesus said, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The gift of the Holy Spirit is available to all of us. And it's just not about speaking in tongues. Yes, one of the evidences of being baptized in the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. We find out in Scripture. But what we learn from the disciples is that they lived under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. It was poured out on them. It was a lifestyle. And this morning, I want to ask our prayer teams to come forward. I'm going to ask Janet to join us. And Randy and Elizabeth, if you join us too, and Dick and Lynn and Jonathan and Evelyn. And we're gonna close today with a time of prayer. My invitation this morning is simple. Let the Spirit of God rain on you. For some, it may mean being baptized in the Holy Spirit, maybe even speaking in tongues. For others, you may sense Jesus giving you another gift of the Spirit. For others, he may want to just bring times of refreshing. Maybe it's joy. This morning, let him fill you. So right now, Lord Jesus, I pray against every single distraction in this room, Lord. I pray, Lord, right now, we would just focus our eyes and our hearts on you. Holy Spirit, I know you want to do a work this morning, and I know the enemy is going to do all he can to prevent it, Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, we just humbly come before you. We want more of you. Many of us, Lord, we want you in greater fullness, and we know that's the power of, and presence of your Holy Spirit. So we invite you this morning, rain down. Let it fall on us. Come, Holy Spirit, bring us your hope, your peace, your joy, your freedom. We need these things in our life, Lord. So we invite you to move. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Can we stand together? Let's sing. I'm going to invite you to come forward. If you're wanting more of a move of the Holy Spirit in your life, go ahead and feel free to come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, move. Come take. Holy Spirit, rain. Holy Spirit, move. Come take your rightful place in us. Holy Spirit, come. Bring your hope. Bring your love, bring your joy, bring your peace, breathe new life in us. Holy Spirit, come. Let your spirit wind blow strong, give us strength to carry on. Let your fire burn. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, move. Come take your rightful place in us. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, reign. Oh, Holy Spirit, reign. Spirit, move. Come take your rightful place in us. Holy Spirit, come. Bring your hope, bring your love, bring your joy, bring your peace, breathe new life in us. Holy Spirit, come. Let your spirit wind blow strong. Give us strength to carry on. Fire burn. Holy Spirit, come. Listen, bring your hope. Bring your hope. Bring your love. Bring your joy. Bring your peace. Breathe new life in us. Holy Spirit, come. Bring your spirit, wind blow strong. Give us strength to carry on. Let your fire burn. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, move.
Come take your rightful place in us. Holy Spirit, come. Let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall, Holy Spirit, come. Let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall down, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall down, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall down, let it fall down. Let it fall, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come take your rightful place in us. Holy Spirit, come.
Amen. We're going to dismiss you right now. These men and women are going to stay up here, though, if you want to come pray. Now, sometimes we don't want to do it attention or whatever, but please come up and pray. But Chris is here right now. I believe she has a word for us.
If you feel in your heart, if you're wanting to cry, like I'm wanting to cry, it's the Holy Spirit calling you. Answer Him. If you feel that in your spirit, it's Him. Come and get more of Him.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. We're going to stay up here as long as it takes, so feel free to come up at any time. I love you all. You are dismissed. Have a great day. Holy Spirit, reign. Holy Spirit.